I think the people that came from the 1979 award winners are really happy that they did come along today. It was a great success, and it's a celebration of what happened 40 years ago for them and for their families now, who maybe weren't aware of how they were in sport and what they did. I'm only thinking off the top of my head in the like of Jared McGinley, who said he's getting a lot of slagging from the boys about they didn't know that he could run. I think Jared, to be fair, was an exceptional runner, and it's great that 40 years later that people are learning that fact. And that's only the top out of the top of my head. It was just a fantastic evening here, and here's to the next 40 years for these people as well. Yeah. And that, you know, they have a great they all looked like, still look like athletes.
Yeah.
When you see them, the like of Danny McDade, the overall winner, the man is just exceptional.
Yeah.
He's been in sport for 50 years now, so it was just a great evening.
Yeah, and the big crowd there shows the interest that's there for these awards. Tickets, you mentioned, are going on sale now, Grace, and I'm sure there'll be a big demand.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of nominations for this year's awards. It's on the 31st of January in the Mount Errigal, and the tickets are on sale as of tomorrow morning. We do have people that are very disappointed when they come up to the last few days and haven't got their ticket. So I'd be saying, please get it early and avoid the disappointment.
Yeah. Tonight's event was also attended by Donegal County Council. Seamus Neely was there, Councillor Nicholas Crossan, and the part that the council plays shouldn't be underestimated.
There's no doubt about that. I don't think we could have, the way it has been built up, I don't think it would have happened without the support of Donegal County Council. They recognise the volunteer, they recognise the good sports person, they recognise the person that participates in sport. It's just, we have to thank them very much for continued support.
And you were happy to announce as well the special guest this year. Once again, another athlete from the world stage, a household name. Fantastic that they're going to be coming to Donegal.
To be fair, there's very few people in Ireland that have an Olympic medal, and Robbie Heffernan has one of those. He's a world holder as well. He won the in 2013 in the World Championship. He won a gold medal there. He was an exceptional athlete in Ireland and continues to be helpful. I think I know our own Brendan Boyce gets great support from him, and you know, we're delighted that Rob agreed to come up on Friday the 31st.
Yeah. What is it about Donegal, Grace, and the organising committee of the Sports Star Awards? You're always able to attract big names to these events.
Context. The world is made up of context. Now we're just very lucky that we always seem to pull a big name out of the hat, and you know, to be fair, they can't believe what we have achieved here, and the number of people at the event, and the award winners, and what they're getting, and what the number of people that are being acknowledged as a volunteer, the facilities that are available in Donegal. They're just amazed at what we have.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, we mentioned for Miles Gallagher, he officially launched the awards tonight, and he spoke so well.
Well, we know what Miles was like for 28 years. He was on Highland Radio. He was always a great support to people in sport, and he'd made an exceptional speech, and we're just delighted that he agreed to launch our awards for this year, and we're just delighted that he could come here tonight, and that he agrees that he should be able to come on the 31st of January as well.